Baruch Hashem is where we begin Perek Tashi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Klaim, the loss of forbidden mixtures in the Sefer Zeruim. But now the Rambam segues into another category of Klaim. So although we brought in these halachas because of Sefer Zeruim, which the first one was talking about regarding that of planting, here we go on to what's called Klai Behema, forbidden mixtures as they relate to animals. As the Rambam opens up halacha off regarding the primary prohibition in Klaim of Behema, is a markiv zachar on the keva she'ina minay. Someone mounts a male on a female, which is not the same species, and that's been behema, whether it's a domesticated animal, b'machai, whether it's a wild animal, b'oifers, or regarding birds. And even regarding sea creatures in the sea, wherever a person is going to get biblical lashes, whether it's an Eretz Yisrael, out of Eretz Yisrael, in contrast to the halachas of Klai Yisroel that we spoke about, which that was depending on agriculture of the land, that would be telling Eretz Yisrael. Here it's not something that's dependent on the land, therefore it's anywhere. Shunamak says in the Pasuk, Me'ikram, behem tucholei sarbiya klaim, your animals, you should not mount them as to mate them in forbidden mixtures of different species. And ve'echad behema chayi ba'ev shaloi yoshal chaver, and here would apply whether it's his own animals and birds or that of his friends. Now, but ve'ena loika at shiachnes b'yodoi, doesn't get lashes until he goes and actively goes and enters the male organ to the female, like that of a tube in its applicator, meaning literally in its container. Now, avam helim zel zebul vav, let's say you just put one on top of the other, or you motivate them by voice, then makanus makas mad is only giving rabbinic lashes, but the biblical lashes is only if he himself literally goes and mounts them one into the other. Halacha Beis Ram continues regarding klayim that, however, happened by themselves. So mutl hachne shnei minim lasar echad, one is permitted to put in two different species into the same cell. Now vemra isim ravim zeh, if he sees they're mating one with the other, and it's zarkalaf rishav, he doesn't have to stop them to separate them. But va'asli yisrael litim behem to legoy laharbilay, but a Jew is forbidden to give his animal to a Gentile to mate them with different species. That's the isra of emir laka would apply even to the halachas of klayim. Now, Halacha Gimel Rambam continues regarding the permissibility of having benefit from klayim. Misha ava vehirkav behem through klayim. Someone who violated and he made it in animals and forbidden mixtures. So the child that's born from that is permitted to have benefit from it. And if it was two different types of kosher species, although there were different species, one is even permitted to eat that animal. We explain halachas of forbidden food items in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel. Now, Halacha Dad Ram continues regarding what is considered the types of different prohibited species for mating them together. So, let's say you have two different types of animals or wild animals that are similar to each other. So although that they actually mate one with the other, and they're actually similar one with the other, but since ultimately they are two different species, they are considered a forbidden mixture, and therefore us like even you're forbidden to mount one on the other. How so? So Ram illustrates Hazaev in my kelim, the wolf with the dog, or Vahakelev Akafri, or the village dog, which is that of the hunters, which are like types of the villagers have, in Mashul with the fox, or Vahatzvav in Meizim, deer with the goats, or Vahyeelim in Marachelim, or mountain goats with sheep, or Vahsusim Aperd, the horse with the mule, or Vahperd Machamara, the mule with the donkey, because a mule is half donkey, half horse, or Vahamari Ma'arad, or a donkey with a wild donkey. So Avabish Demonzal, although they're similar, Harim claims, ever since they're two different species, it's considered a forbidden mixture. Alocha hey, min sheyesh be midbari be yeshuvi. If there's a species that has both a wild type and a domestic type, kuko in shar habari mashar, the wild ox with the domestic ox, or v'haramoch imasus, or the wild horse, which is actually mentioned in Megillas Esther, one of the types of horses, imasus with a domestic horse. It's permitted to make them one with the other. Ultimately, they're one species, although one is wild, the one's domestic. Now, in contrast, of avaz and avaz bar, but regarding the duck with the wild duck, they're actually forbidden to mix one with the other. Because regarding the domestic duck, bay of mibifnim, its testicles are in the inside. The avaz bar, bay of mibichutz, but the wild one, is testicles are actually on the outside. That could infer Shem Shnei Minim, obviously they're considered two different species. And Vakoi, which is a doubt if it's considered as a Chai or Behema, is Kalaim, is going to be considered forbidden mixtures, Imachai, Vehema Behema, with either one, because it might be the other one, But if like love, one doesn't get lashes, they should suffer because ultimately it's a doubt, and therefore you don't get lashes out of doubt. But definitely it's forbidden because of that subject deraisa l'chuma. Halacha Vav, the Rambam continues regarding the children of Kalayim, regarding mating those children based on the maternity, that of the mother. As Rambam says, Halacha Vav, hayiloidim in a Kalayim. So regarding the children that are born from the forbidden mixtures, which we said is permitted to have benefit from them, you're allowed to eat them. Now, if these Kalayim, but someone did a lot of Kalayim, and they had children from those forbidden unions. So let's say you have a male and a female. If their mothers are from the same species, which similarly, as we'll explain shortly, similarly their fathers also have to be from the same species, but they're forbidden mixtures. One, the mother was one type, the father was another type, but both the male and the female now of the children are the same, that each one has the same parents. Mutar lekim zelzeh. So those Kalayim children that are the same, you're allowed to mate them one with the other. Now, v'mhoyu shnei minim. But if let's say they were two different types, then asalakim zelzeh. Then if their parents are different, although they're both Kalayim, then you would be forbidden to mate them one with the other. V'mhirkavim, if you did mate them, then then you get lashes. However, the Keset Mishnah and others comment, seemingly the Girsa has to be actually v'mhirkav eina loika. And so to the next line, v'cheinim hirkav zeh hanoilid, that if someone goes and mounts this that was born, let's say, from a male horse and a female donkey, afila al min imoi, even on the species of its mother, which would be a donkey that comes from a male and a female donkey, that like he would get lashes, which again, the commentaries say that it should say doesn't get lashes. And the reason for this is because that would be how the Rambam himself rules in Hilchos Shechita, that we're in doubt if we're concerned for the paternity, which is the seed of the father, or we don't consider him, we only go based on the mother regarding animals. So therefore, it's forbidden with both types, because maybe we're not concerned for the seed of the father, and therefore one wouldn't get lashes, and therefore would be forbidden, but maybe you wouldn't get lashes because maybe you are concerned. Now, if you're gonna mount it on the species of the mother, it's going to be forbidden, because maybe we're concerned for the seed of the father, so although it's the same, the mother's, but maybe the father's is significant, but you're not going to get lashes, because maybe you're not. So therefore, these two halachas would actually seem to be einoloike. So that even if, when we're saying it's two different types, the mothers, but you wouldn't get lashes, because of the significance of, again, are we considering the father's seed or not? So too, if it's going to be almin imoy, that it's, again, it's not going to be, it's not going to get lashes. It's forbidden, but that it wouldn't be lashes. As Ram illustrates, says Ketzer Hausel, says parrot a mule, she imay chamar. The mother is a donkey, so mutalar kiva al parrot she imay chamar. You let her go and mate it with a female mule, which okay, its mother is also as a donkey. Which either way, if we're not concerned for the seed of the father, so again, it's the same type because of the mothers are the same. If you are concerned for the seed of the father, well, it's a mule, and all mules are the same. Now, the asala kivoy, which again, and it's significant that it's only prohibited, but because of the doubt, but there's not going to be lashes, is forbidden to mate afal al chamar, even on a donkey, because it's not a donkey, its mother's a donkey, but it itself is not a donkey, and therefore you can't mate it with a donkey. Now, avol perid, regarding a mule, she imay sus, if let's say its mother was a horse, then asal kivoy al perida, then you're not allowed to mate it with a female mule, she imay chamar, which his mother is a donkey. Again, anything like that. So Lefikar there says the Ram, Horitz Laharkin Parad al Pirdiv. So someone wants to mate a male mule with a female mule, or Limshav Rosh Prodis, or let's say Tapo to mules, well then by the Basimon, you have to first check with these signs, with our the Aznaim, the ears, Razanim, the tail, Bukoil, and its voice. Im Daimzelze, if it sounds the same, or they look the same, but you do a Shima Mimenecha, then you could tell, because again, it could be either one. It's mother and father, one's a horse, one's a donkey, but you don't know which is which. And again, if they're different, then it's not the same. And then it would be problematic. But again, if they sound and look the same, then bidush imam mimenecha, then you know for sure that their mother is from the same species, umutaran, and then it would be permitted. So again, if the Kalayim children, the main idea of this Rambam and Halach above was if they're the same, which again the commentaries add that the father is also the same, then you let him mate them one with the other. But if they're not, and especially even with the same species as his mother, which again, if the mother's a donkey, it itself is not a donkey, it's a child of a donkey and a mule. Again, that would be prayer, but it has to be exactly the same as it to mate it with another mule. Halacha Zayin, the Rambam continues regarding the prohibition of malacha, not just mating, of doing work with klai. So kol isa malacha b'shnimin behema eichai ke'echad. Someone does work with two species of domestic or wild animals together as one. And additionally, the way Rambam learns, v'ayechem hem min tahar b'shin min tmei. One of them is a kosher species, and another one is a non-kosher species. There's a lake of b'chamakum, and he's going to get lashes wherever it is. Shnei Malachim says in the pasuk in the barm, le'sachrish, one should not plow, b'shoru b'chamor yachtav, with a ox and a donkey together. Which we have, here you have one kosher and one non-kosher. Now, echrachrish, whether you're plowing, which was what the pasuk spoke about, or Yisrael, or you're planting, or yamoshech b'magol, it's not necessarily plowing. Or if someone is pulling a wagon, or yevon, or pulling a rock, ke'echad together as one. Or yiniku ke'echad v'afel b'kol, or making them, he's leading them together, even through his voice. Like it's going to get last, just like it says, yachtav together, which is mukam mokam, not just plowing, anything that they're doing together. Now, avon mazavgan, in contrast of, let's say he just pairs them together, he yokes them together onto the wagon, but he doesn't draw them, doesn't lead them yet, then potter, he's going to be exempt, achayamchav, until he pulls them, or yanig, or he leads them. Lachachas, now, echad shev v'chamor, although the pasuk spoke about an ox and a donkey, so it's whether it's ox and a donkey, v'chad koshne minim, or whether any two species, she'echatom v'chatar, one is kosher, one's not kosher, and b'im b'him and b'im, whether it's one domestic animal with another domestic animal, k'chazir makeves, like the swine with the lamb, one's kosher, one's not kosher, oy chayim chaya, and they're both behemoths, or chayim chaya, a wild animal with another wild animal, k'yachmer mapil, like a wild deer with an elephant, which the elephant's not kosher, but they're both chayas. Or a wild animal with a domesticated animal. Kekelev, like a dog, which is a type of non-kosher chaya, emeiz with a goat, which is a kosher behema. Oitzvi imachazir, or the deer with the swine, which you have the kosher chaya with the non-kosher behema. Okay, it's anything like that. I call elu lukim etor, all these types of situations, one gets biblical lashes. And the reason for this is shechay b'chal behemahi, because the prohibition of the klayim, although it's only mentioning there sharen chamar to my behemahs, but chay is included in behemah kamish me'arna behilchas machas zur, like we explained in the halachas of forbidden food items in perek vav halacha alf. Now, I'm never safe from it, but that's regarding biblical law. But regarding rabbinic law, shnei minim shem klayim barba, any two species which are a prohibition of forbidden mixtures for mating, which we said is even both kosher or what, that then asurim lachash bem ke'echad, and one's forbidden to plow with them together as one, ulamashim l'anigam, to pull them and to lead them. And v'masim em lachash ke'echad, if one does activity with them as one, oy mashach ha'hinig, or he pulls, or he leads, makanus makanus manzah, we give him rabbinic lashes. And moreover, v'asal lahanig behemim na yibashim chay shabiyam, one's forbidden to go ahead and lead together as one, a domestic animal from dry land with the wild sea creature, going for example, ezim shibut, the goat with the large fish called shibud, which actually is a question in the Gemara, and therefore out of doubt, sveiga deres lachumra, if there's a problem with klayim because it's two different species, or since they can't really mate because the dry land animal cannot go to the sea and the sea creature cannot go to the land, so v'masa pata, therefore if one does mate them, is going to be exempt because it wasn't resolved the safik, but because of the safik, it is initially asa. Halacha tes, agala shei moshchun oise klayim. If there's a wagon that two different species were pulling the wagon, Sayyusha Bagalalaika, so whoever's sitting in the wagon is going to get lashes. Now, although he didn't lead the animals, but his sitting over there is causing the animals to pull the wagon. So let's say one guy was sitting on the wagon and one guy was leading it. They both get lashes. Even 100 people together as one are leading the mixed pair, they're all going to get lashes. Now, the Ram continues regarding certain exceptions in the prohibition of klayim. Mutalas malacha ba'adam avehema oichaya ke'echad. One is allowed to go out and do work with whether it be a domestic or wild animal, and the other one being a human being. For example, adam shacharish mashar. Let's say a man is plowing together with an ox. Let's say he's pulling a wagon together with a donkey. Okay, so is there anything like that? Kashanim says in the pasuk b'shar b'chamor yachtav, the ox with the donkey together, which loy ba'adam b'chamor, and not with a person and the donkey. Loy ba'adam mashar, or regarding a person and an ox. Halachid Alf, interesting case, behemas pasuli hamagdashin, regarding an animal of a carbon that became invalidated and therefore was thus redeemed, although it's one body, it's one creature, which generally you wouldn't be able to understand, klayim, which generally inter-creature, basah hakasav shnei gufin, here's intra-creature. The Torah made this one creature as if it's two different bodies. And the reason is b'nei shalei sekaydish, because it was holy, but now that it was redeemed, So it's like you have holiness and mundane mixed in together in one creature, because on the one hand, it's chulin because you're allowed to eat it out of the oil might. But yet, it's still considered holy because you're not allowed to share the wool and do the work, like kachim. So it comes out that this one animal is like a kosher and a non-kosher animal mixed together in one. That's what the pasuk says in the Yikra. Any quote non-kosher animal, they're not going to be able to sacrifice from it or carbon to Hashem. From the tradition, they learned that what the pasuk really is referring to is regarding a carbon that became invalidated, which the Rambam actually needs this, l'shitasai, that there's no prohibition of plowing by climb only when it's a kosher and a non-kosher species, and that's what we're referring to, that it has to be like a behemoth tameya with a behemoth tayra. So, someone plows with an ox that became invalidated from being used as a carbon, and then redeemed, or even mates it, no matter with what, he's going to get prohibition because of climb, because again, in this one creature is climb itself of kodesh ha'chayil of tumah tahara, and this prohibition is from the words of tradition.